another podcast sponsored by DFS Prime Lineups, who continues to strive to be the best in the daily fantasy sports world. Please give our podcast a review and visit our site at www.dfsprimelineups.com and view all of our offerings, from daily cheat sheets to daily, weekly, or monthly prime picks for DraftKings or lineups for FanDuel. Take 10% off now with the promo code PRIME10. Now, let's get started with today's podcast, and please be aware of the date and time it was posted, as there can always be significant breaking news that can impact opinions and strategy.
First up, 1 p.m. Eastern, Rams at Panthers. Here we have the classic scenario of a West Coast team going east for a 1 p.m. contest in what should be a very competitive matchup. Game time temperatures should be in the low 80s with no chance of precipitation. There are some unknowns at this point with the Rams, such as how will Gurley and Kupp be able to respond following their injuries last year. The same can be said with Cam Newton on the other side. Ultimately, I think the defenses keep this a lower scoring the contest, with the Panthers prevailing. Not much interest in this game for fantasy purposes, except for Curtis Samuel at wideout. There's a significant amount of productivity to be made up without Funchess, and a good portion of that is expected to come from Samuel. Pick'em winner, Panthers. Next, 1 p.m. Eastern, Redskins at Eagles. Unlike the Rams and Panthers, this game feels like it will be a blowout. Game time temperatures should be in the mid-70s with no chance of precipitation. The Redskins seem to be a team that may be competing for an early first-round pick in next year's draft. This should be a game that the Eagles win easily. As for fantasy purposes, the Eagles' defense should be a top fantasy play. An offense, quarterback Carson Wentz and tight end Zach Ertz have significant fantasy appeal. Pick'em winner, Eagles in a blowout. Next, 1 p.m. Eastern, Bills at Jets. Here we should have another very competitive matchup with two teams that may be on the rise in their division. Game time temperatures should be in the mid-70s with no chance of precipitation. Both the Jets and Bills have several similarities that includes young, talented quarterbacks and fairly new coaching staffs. I expect a close game with the Bills edging out the Jets for the win. As far as fantasy purposes go, not much interest in this game. However, I don't mind some light GPP exposure to quarterback Josh Allen alone, or possibly stacked with one of his wideouts that seem to all be underpriced industry-wide. One of them has to turn into a number one passing option. Pick'em winner, Bills in a close one. Next, 1 p.m. Eastern, Ravens at Dolphins. This game feels similar to the Redskins and Eagles, as it should be a blowout. Game time temperatures should be in the 90s with a minimal chance of precipitation. The Dolphins seem to be like another team that may be competing for an early first-round pick in next year's draft. This should be a game that the Ravens dominate. As for fantasy purposes, the Ravens' defense should be a top fantasy play. On offense, quarterback Lamar Jackson and an industry underpriced running back Mark Ingram have fantasy appeal. Pick'em winner, Ravens in an ugly one. Next, 1 p.m. Eastern, Titans at Browns. So, are the Browns for real? We get to have our first glimpse into answering that question as they take on the Titans week one. Also, we get to have our first glimpse into what may be a make or break season for Mariota. Game time temperatures should be in the low 70s with a minimal chance of precipitation. This game should be competitive, but ultimately, I think the Browns pull away late with their offensive firepower at home. As for fantasy purposes, I have the most interest in running back Nick Chubb, but don't mind getting some exposure to Mayfield. I think that tight end Njoku could be a very sneaky GPP play as well. Pick'em winner, Browns. Next, 1 p.m. Eastern, Chiefs at Jaguars. One of the marquee matchups of the early games is the Chiefs versus the Nick Foles-led Jaguars. Game time temperatures should be in the low 90s with a minimal chance of precipitation. This game should be very competitive, but ultimately, I think the Chiefs be victorious. As for fantasy purposes, I have interest in both offenses. For the Chiefs, I like the combo of quarterback Mahomes and tight end Kelce. I think wide receiver Hill will be a light GPP play only for me, since Ramey and company bottled him up pretty well last year. For the Jaguars, I have interest in quarterback Foles and wide receiver Westbrook, as they are slightly underpriced and should be playing catch up for most of the game. Pick'em winner, Chiefs. Next, 1 p.m. Eastern, Falcons at Vikings. One of the more underrated matchups of the early games is the Falcons at the Vikings. This game has the potential to be the game of the day. For fantasy purposes, I have interest in the passing game on both sides. However, I think running back Dalvin Cook may be one of the best fantasy plays of the day. At wideout, if Diggs is unable to go for the Vikings, Thielen may be a lock at the position as well. From there, BB may be a sneaky, but risky, GPP play. Pick'em winner, Vikings in a close one. Continuing on with NFL Week 1 with the evening games. 4:05 p.m. Eastern, Colts at Chargers. This game initially feels like it should be a blowout, with the Colts possibly folding without Andrew Luck. However, I think the Colts surprise the football world here and performs well. Game time temperatures should be in the mid-70s with a minimal chance of precipitation. I do think the Chargers win in a very competitive game. As for fantasy purposes, running back Austin Eckler should be a top fantasy play in the absence of Melvin Gordon. Justin Jackson may be a nice GPP pivot since he will be sharing some of the running back duties. Pick'em winner, Chargers. 4:05 p.m. Eastern, Bengals at Seahawks. One word, blowout. I don't think the Bengals can go into Seattle missing AJ Green and keep this game competitive. Game time temperatures should be in the mid-60s with precipitation very likely. That will slightly downgrade the passing game and give a bump to the running games. As for fantasy purposes, the Seahawks defense is in play, but Carson at the running back position may be one of the day's top plays. Pick'em winner, Seahawks. 4:25 p.m. Eastern, 49ers at Buccaneers. Here we should have a very competitive matchup with two teams that have potential for some offensive fireworks. Game time temperatures should be in the low 90s with minimal chance of precipitation. Both offensive passing games are in play, and a game stack may not be a bad idea for a GPP. I expect a close game with the 49ers edging out the Bucks for the win. Pick'em winner, 49ers. 4:25 p.m. Eastern, Giants at Cowboys. Here we should have another competitive matchup with two teams that are going to feature their running games. Game time temperatures should be in the mid-90s with minimal chance of precipitation. I'm not really on this game for fantasy purposes, with the exception of tight end Engram. My thinking is that Elliott may have a limited workload and Barkley's use may be limited, since I'm predicting they will be playing from behind. Pick'em winner, Cowboys. 4:25 p.m. Eastern, Lions at Cardinals. This is one of the more intriguing matchups of the week and should be a competitive one. Game time temperatures should be in the mid-90s with minimal chance of precipitation. There are some unknowns at this point with the Cardinals, such as how the rookie QB will perform under the new Cardinals head coach, who is very young and inexperienced in the NFL game. Also, will the Lions come through with a heavier focus on the running game? If we look at the defenses, I just have more trust in Detroit, and I think they are the key for the Lions to edge this game out. I think the Lions defense is a sneaky GPP play for fantasy purposes. I also like Kerryon Johnson at running back for a very underround play. Pick'em winner, Lions. Now everyone, we are going to welcome Prime Team member Trey Bye to the podcast. He has been a tier specialist on the team for some time, and he is going to give us some info on NFL tier strategy for DraftKings.
Hello everybody, and welcome to Tier Time with Trey Bye, part of the Prime Team family. Going to go over just brief, real quick, about the up-and-coming tier slate that we'll be looking into and be running here at the Prime Family. Games will be looking at Jacksonville, Kansas City, Carolina, Los Angeles, Tampa Bay, Pittsburgh, New England, Minnesota, and Atlanta. Just want to go over a brief thing that you want to try with your stacks. You want to get your quarterback, your wide receiver, your running back. Running backs are more important if they're dual threat. You want to try to stack the highest scoring game possible. So you want to look in there and get a good look at what your team is for your highest total score that weekend and get as many players in from that game. And other than that, don't be afraid to put one-offs in there. And we'll be digging deeper into the slate as it gets closer. And I appreciate your time. Thank you.
At this time, everyone, we are going to welcome Prime Team member Matt to the podcast. He has been on the team for some time, focusing on excelling on sports wagering, and is going to give us some of his current picks.
Hey everyone, this is Matt, Prime Team. You'll find me in the wager room. I've got some plays for you this weekend for the first weekend of the NFL. Indianapolis Colts, take them for the upset on the money line at plus 232. I like the Colts this year. Pittsburgh Steelers over the Patriots, plus 6. Yeah, I'll take that. Patriots always start off slow. Jacksonville, plus 3.5 over against Kansas City. What do the odds makers know there? That should be a much bigger line. Take the Jacksonville, plus 3.5. Dolphins, plus 6.5. I'll take that in the heat down in Miami. It's going to be humid. Carolina, plus 2 against the Rams. I'll take plus 2 as well. What do the odds makers know? And finally, Detroit, Arizona, under 46. Take it now.
Thanks for listening to another podcast sponsored by DFS Prime Lineups. Once again, please give our podcast a review and visit our site at www.dfsprimelineups.com and view all of our offerings. Take 10% off now with the promo code PRIME10. Good luck with your DFS pursuits.